Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
What's up, Houston?
What's up, Houston?
This is Off Book, and we're recording this as a podcast, and that's why we have microphones. Part of the reason, that one's Jessica McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
Give it up for Scott Passarella on the keys.
King of pianists.
So if you've never seen this or heard this show before, this is an improvised musical. Everything we sing, say, is made up on the spot.
Scott plays.
Everything. We couldn't do it again if we wanted to.
Right. And when we record in studio, a lot of times we have a guest, but y'all, it's just going to be an intimate little show, just Zach and I. So to get started, can we get a suggestion from over here in the back? Just a single word.
Ankle.
So there was a time in sixth grade, where we had these hurdles outside by in like the PE field, and I was like, hurdle one, nailed it. Hurdle two, so good. Hurdle three, ate it so hard. caught my ankle on it and just like went down. And it's one of those moments where you're not hurt, but every part of your body kicks in to be like, you're dead now, so you need to go into like whatever sort of like adrenaline shock gets you to like up and walking to the hospital.
Yeah.
And I was fine.
I mean, you described a thing I've never experienced. You're like,
Jessica,
that thing
has wandered...
where your body is like, you're dead now, you're a ghost.
Yeah. Have you never like gotten hurt so bad that like your brain freaks out a little bit? The answer is no.
Well, I mean, I know that I have, but like my most serious injury was when I was 3, and my siblings wouldn't let me play with them and the kids who are also at this beach house we were renting. So I thought, you're not gonna play with me? I'll show you. I'll put a bucket on my head and spin around. I make my own fun.
Yeah, that's a pretty rad power play.
Yeah, and so I was spinning around with a bucket on my head, and I took it off, and I fell immediately into a bunk bed and cracked my head open. And all the adults, this is now as like I like am aware of age, I'm like, oh, they were drinking on the beach. And everyone was like, fuck. One of the kids is bleeding.
Oops, we let a baby hurt itself, which is what babies do when you don't watch them.
Right, yeah. But then I'm like, oh, right, they were all younger than me now. So chill.
Parenting's hard.
Yeah.
And also, if you're like, you're at a beach house.
Yeah, beach house.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You're going to have some margs with your friends and not watch your youngest because you think she's probably not going to put a bucket on her head.
Were you... I feel like I know the answer to this question. Were you like a weird kid?
What do you think the answer is?
Yeah.
I mean, I
was like definitively a weird kid.
Yeah. I was not that weird of a kid. I mean, I was like you know, like I had a marbling of weird.
Sure. Okay.
But I wasn't like, I don't think anyone would have been like, well, that's a weird kid.
Yeah.
I think they've been like, oh, you know, sometimes you catch her.
Right. To me, they would have been weird kid. But I also had hair down to here for like up until sixth grade.
Right.
Not an exaggeration. Bangs in the front, just so much hair in the back. My dad's dad was a barber, so my father was never allowed to decide like how he wanted his hair cut. So my dad said, I'm never going to tell my son what to do with his hair. And as a result, I had real bad hair for many, 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 many years.
Yeah. My dad was a barber, and he always cut my hair the same way until today. My dad was a barber, and if you think that's easy, well, it gets harder because I am 35, and this is my first haircut.
Who's not your dad. I totally see what you're saying, but this is a chance to make things new, because with this new haircut, it could be a whole new you. Have you thought about color?
What?
Have you thought about highlights?
Oh my gosh.
Have you thought about so much hair on the left and just absolutely not on the right? It's a punk look, it'll make you look like you're in a super cool band. Are you in a band?
No, I'm an accountant.
Okay. I probably should have asked you, does your company have some sort of policy? Like, how are you allowed to look?
No, I think that they can.
Then fuck it, let's do it, new hair. Brittany.
Yeah?
You look
what?
Wildly different than the last time I saw you.
Thank you.
It's good. Brittany, it's bold.
Well, you know, thank you. You know, I know I've never experienced this because I've never had a haircut, but, you know, people are always like...
Sorry, what?
Well, until yesterday, I had never had a haircut that wasn't from my dad. But
oh. They
were really like...
Oh my God, is your dad okay?
Yeah, thank you for... Hey, Michelle.
Yeah.
Really good active listening.
Thank you. Brittany, I know we're coworkers, but you're my best friend. I hope
no, and I'm always like, are we... Is that such a silly thing to do, like, at this age, to throw out that label, but, like...
You're my best friend.
You're my best friend.
Thank you.
But it makes me feel, like, childish or something.
what? I feel like a lot of the stuff we were doing when we were young, we stopped doing not because it's not fun to do anymore, but just because, like, social... It's like, so yeah, it's like socially weird to do all the things you did when you were a kid, even though it was fun.
If I bought you a necklace where one side said B and half of an F, and the other side of the necklace said F, and I wore that side of the necklace, when we put the sides together, we'd have a heart that said BFF, and it would mean that.
You a bracelet, one of those bracelets with so many charms, but also the charms are not very heavy metal, so it's not hard to wear them. They don't weigh down your arms. And there's some letters on the bracelet. There's a B and also an F, just two. And then I have another bracelet with the rest of the letters. That would be the best, cause we're best friends forever.
Why are you crying? Clark, I know you're crying. You can't blame onions.
I'm cooking, and that's why I'm sad. It has nothing to do...
You can't blame onions because I already finished cutting them.
Well, Jane, they've left a sort of aura in the room. And it's because of the onions that I'm crying, not because our daughter got a haircut from a professional and not me.
Clark.
For the first time. That's the reason why.
Clark, why don't you just be honest that you're crying right now because Brittany has finally moved on to
that
a different
That is the reason
okay.
I'm crying, yes.
Okay.
It's well, just, it was like our thing that we had together, you know? I know that I'm not a good barber. Not for these new hip styles that these kids want.
You're
I do one thing
barber.
Very good. Put a bowl on the head. Cut around the back. And that was enough for many, many years. The Beatles did that kind of, sort of, sometimes.
I know. Clark, and you know I love it. I let you do it to me.
You look great. I look great. The dog looks great. Everyone's got a good haircut.
I know. But, sweetheart, eventually maybe you needed to find a new thing to have with Brittany. You know, it's not about the activity, it's about the connection.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like I don't know what to talk to her about. And when she was sitting in my barber's chair, which is what I call my office chair when I'm cutting people's hair in it, when she was sitting in that chair, it was time that... I guess it's a captive audience. You're right. I guess... I don't even know.
Hey, Clark,
what is Brittany? Why do I talk to her?
Why don't you
about?
Have a seat in the chair in your office that we call the barber's chair? Because a lot of people do open up in that chair. It does something to them, locking eyes in a mirror instead of locking eyes for real. It's a little barrier.
It takes some of the pressure
away. It takes some
away,
of the pressure
yeah.
off.
Oh, Jane. How do I talk to a girl who is all grown? I feel like I used to know when she was in our home, but now she's moved away and she's much smarter than I. Who am I just an amateur haircutting guy.
So I've been looking over your taxes.
Sick.
Yeah, it is pretty sick, huh? It's so cool to, like, know about your money.
Yeah. You know, I don't focus on it too much because I'm, like, a professional skateboarder, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, my mind is always in the pipe.
You're one of the,
I'm not thinking about numbers. I'm thinking about sick 180 ollies. I'm thinking about goofy footed grinds.
Sure. Sure.
I'm thinking about kick flipping off of things in the museum that I'm not supposed to. YouTubing it, receiving revenue, and then I get the money and I don't think about it after that.
Yeah.
So tell me, like, what's going on with it?
Okay, so you don't have a bank account.
Tight.
Which is a problem.
So that's confusing to me, right? Because I go on YouTube, right? And I post the videos.
Yes.
And then I receive the revenue. So, like, right. My question is, like, where is it, though?
Well, and that's where I think we found a fundamental breakdown. When you in the mail, you can't cash it because you don't have... Well, I guess you could. Have you ever been able to cash one of these checks? Do you have them made out to cash?
Can you say that sentence again?
Have you ever been able to cash one of these checks?
The paper thing, the checks that show up in the mail... Mm-hmm. That tell me I have money.
That's right.
So where is it, though?
Okay.
Well, it says, like,
no,
paid
for sure.
out to Derek Sitgrimes. They're right there.
Yeah, and honestly, which, great job establishing an S Corp. Like, I can't believe you did that. You have that, but not a bank account. I mean, that's sort of amazing.
Someone told me to get an S Corp, and I was like, what's that? They were like, well, it's a corporation that's basically a pass-through entity. And then I stopped listening and said, fine, go my way. Sorry, Brittany, right?
Yeah.
How do you do this? Because this is like, whoa, you know?
But I mean, like, what you do is like, whoa, you know?
No, what I do is like, whatever, sick. What you do is like, whoa, you know?
Well, it's really boring, you know?
No, what you do is like, whoa, you know? And like, whoa, my mind. Do is like what I do is like not whatever grind.
What I do is like you are like whoa. What I do is like pump 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 pump
pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump pump I never thought that someone else would see what I did as an amazing thing. Like when you add numbers like 1 and 3 and 7 and 6 and 2 and 4 and 8. Are there any numbers you're not allowed to use?
No,
so,
only ones that are imaginary. Sorry, that was dumb.
No, I didn't even know that there was such thing as an imaginary number. Is it like a number that I get to make up?
Kind of, sure, yeah.
Like blue. Real quick,
yeah.
You can take the money from these checks and then put it into a thing where I can then spend it.
That's right.
Okay. Second question.
Okay.
Will you go on a date with me?
Well, I can't.
Okay. Message Wait. Received. Goodbye.
No, thank you. Wait, no, come back.
You honestly don't have to explain
no,
it
No, but
anymore.
I want to. No, and honestly,
okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Really good act of listening.
Thank you.
And thank you for making my standard not a burden on you. But
just trying to do my part against toxic masculinity.
I know, and that's why I want to explain even more. It's just I can't date a client during tax season.
Oh, tight, tight. You're fired. Will you go on a date with me now?
Wait, no, but Derek, you should really let me help you do your taxes.
It's that bad?
It's really bad.
Okay.
It's really quite bad. I mean, you gave me a box full of just wadded up $2 bills only.
Those are so rare and I assume worth more than $2
well,
each.
I know, but why'd you wad them?
What?
Why'd you wad them?
To get the power out of them.
Okay. Oh my God. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Let me do your taxes and just...
Okay, so let's just be friends and you do my taxes and then after tax season you can then I'm not your client anymore?
That's right.
Okay, tight. Cool.
So I will go... Well, if after I've done your taxes you still want to go on a date with me, then, I don't know, just like meet me somewhere really romantic on April 16th.
Should I tell you where I'm going first? Or should I just...
I can't decide. You know, I'm like only 2 days into living a brand new life.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it be cooler to see, like...
You just want to...
No, you just want to...
No.
If we pick the same spot.
Yeah.
If we pick the same spot. I think we have a connection, but maybe not. Let's pick the same spot.
Let's pick the same spot. I'm talking to you. On April 16th, we'll meet at the same spot, and that spot is the zoo.
Nope. I don't want you to tell me.
Okay.
But I like the zoo.
Great.
But even that, the zoo is quite big. I mean, there are places we have to get
by
to.
The flamingos.
No, okay.
Special than the zoo.
sorry it's off the table now, because, yeah, it would have been great, but...
Oh, no, okay, no,
but you
it.
Said it, and now the whole thing's kind of like...
Oh,
I'm trying to do, like...
I'm not supposed to say it. I understand, so we can see if our minds are in sync.
Right.
So I'll meet you at a mystery place April 16th. I'll see you on which side of the roller rink would you like to be on? Because it's really big, and sometimes you might be on one side, and I'm on the other, and it's like we picked the same place, but we missed each other.
I'm dying. Like, it's so sad to know I peaked.
What?
It was the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. A cool skateboard boy and I made a romantic pact. Tell me something better that could ever happen to me.
You could marry him and live happily ever for after, and it could just be the first chapter in a love. Ooh, your face went weird when
no,
I saw that.
No, I know. That's right, but nothing will be like as cool as that one moment.
Oh, yeah, but okay, but what about this?
Okay.
He... The draft calls him up, right? After you're dating, and he goes to war. And then a guy comes back and, like, knocks on your door in the middle of the night, and he's holding a folded American flag. And you know what that means. It means he's dead. But wait for it. 5 years later.
Michelle?
Yeah, wait for it. It's a long road.
Okay.
Let me get there.
Keep going a little bit faster.
Oh, but then, like, the guy comes back 2 minutes later. Knock, knock. Oops, sorry. We were delivering this next door. Also, surprise, it's me. It's me, the guy.
Well, no, that wouldn't be good because that's a very mean prank.
I don't think it's a prank. It's an actual accident. No, it would have to be a prank.
You did a mask.
Yeah, you're right.
You did
no,
a
you're right.
Up,
it's very romantic.
You did a straight up Scooby mask.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. It's hard to top.
No, it's okay. Like, I know it's just like, whoa, what an electric singular moment.
I don't think you can worry about that,
no,
though,
no,
right?
I'm not
because
worried.
Up until now, like, this is the new peak. But who knows what the next peak could be?
That sounds exhausting.
Well, yeah.
I'm not worried, girl. I'm just saying, like, that was a singular cool moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people talk about, like, peaks or, like, oh, you gotta keep going, but... I don't know. Things seem real calm on a plateau.
Basically all of them.
But how often do you think of falling
gold on a plateau than on a peak. When you're trying to make a relationship work, week after week after week. Should get off of my chest.
Yeah.
I love David a lot, but he's in the military and he's gone all the time and he's under a bunch of stress. And sometimes when he comes back home, I think things will be fine, but he has changed and I have changed and we've been together for like 15 years and we don't have a lot in common anymore. At least that's what I fear. I've never said that to anyone.
But I'm glad we got the ball rolling. I'm glad you felt safe and like you belong. But like seriously, the two of you should be like counseling. Don't be afraid of it.
Yeah, sure.
It's like not a shameful thing.
No.
Just go talk about it with maybe a professional who knows what they're saying.
Or we could just break up.
Maybe that's what you'll come to, but I think maybe you'll feel better in the long run if you go through certain steps when you get there instead of just making it.
Still looks so good.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I can't.
Brittany, your mother and I are just so happy to have you home.
And we cooked no onions tonight.
We didn't cook any onions.
Okay.
So that excuse is off the table, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's good to see you guys.
It's good to see you too. How are the number? How is your day?
It was good, Dad.
Cool.
Thank you. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, it's a really hard time of year. Really busy.
Yeah, I bet. I'm going to go to the bathroom for a while. Okay, bye.
No. You'll have to excuse your father. He's not dealing very well with your haircut. And not anything you should be ashamed. I think this was long overdue. I know, I thought about calling him, but ultimately I thought, well, that's just playing into a terrible pattern. I gotta just do it. I mean, Mom, this is too long. I can't have a bowl cut. What are you saying about my hair?
What's wrong with a bowl cut? What's wrong with your mother's hair and the dog's hair?
Clark?
And what was my hair up until very recently, now my hair is very different.
You didn't even say anything about that. Yeah, Dad, why, you have a mohawk?
Nope, there's nothing on the top. So it's just the front and the back. I know it looks like a mohawk, but it's really just bangs and I guess not quite long enough to be a rat tail.
Clark, you either be in here or you don't. Well, no hanging around the hallway like a scaredy baby.
Well, you're right. Brittany, I was just so worried.
All right, you guys talk. I'm going to turn on the crock pot.
Jane, you're just turning it on now? Those things take like hours to cook.
I thought we'd hang out for hours.
And, yeah, well, it's a...
You want me to make a quick meal? We're supposed to be digging in with our daughter. water, Clark.
Okay, but last time I checked, your slow cook roast is an 8-hour cook, Jane.
Well, okay, Clark, are you assuming I'm making the slow cooker roast? Maybe I'm making a dump ball chili because it's the first night it's crisp.
You're... Okay. Maybe you're right, and I'm nervous, and I'm taking that out on you right now, and I apologize for that.
Okay, thank you, and I see that, and I'm sorry because that was very crystal clear to me that this was coming from a place you know when I'm making the roast because it's a specialty stop at the butcher. I don't get that cut from a regular grocery store cart.
It's got marbling in it, I know.
It's marble. Now I'm making chili.
I love chili.
Because it's the first crisp night.
Yes. I love chili and I love you and I'm sorry.
All right, love you.
As you can tell, things have been tense around the house.
That was tense. That was sort of like amazing, actually. I've never seen the two of you speak like real adults before.
Yeah. Well, we always tried to hide it from you because, you know, you're a kid and we don't want to burden you with our problems.
But that's crazy, Dad. Now I'm 35. You could have probably you could have started this when I was like 19. You could have started, you know, showing me the real you so that I don't just think you guys are these, you know, two-dimensional puppets.
No, I guess you're right, Britt. It's just one of those things where, as kids get older, it's, you know, your job changes as a parent. And I know how to deal with you as a kid, but as an adult, do you go to the opera? What do you like? What are the kinds of things? Where do you go on a bike? Do you still use a bike to get around? Devastated if you change it.
And so will I.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
David, put down Call of Duty and talk to me.
Babe. Can you just ask a little nicer? I was in the middle of a campaign.
I'm sorry.
Hang on, and like, it's a team sport.
Sure.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, where'd you go for a second?
I'm sorry.
I just got, I got totally sniped off because of you, D-Dog.
What's going on? My wife straight up snuck up on me. It was crazy.
Rude. I've been here for literally half an hour.
Serious? Oh, I'm, I gotta go, guys.
Okay, but what about...
Boy, William.
Hey, can we talk?
Yeah, of course.
So I had a kind of like epiphanal moment. Is that a word?
Don't care.
Cool.
Not that I don't care what you're saying. It's just like it worked for me and it expressed truth. So like I don't need to get in the weeds on that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was sitting in a chair that wasn't a barber's chair but was serving as a barber's chair for the purposes of a conversation. And I was talking to Brittany and Brittany was kind of like, I don't know, just unloading some stuff about our relationship, and I realized that I've been holding a lot back and maybe not expressing that to you, and that maybe we don't have as good open communication in this relationship as we could.
Oh. Yeah.
And now I need you to say something.
No. Good job. Can I be honest?
Yes, please.
Here's what was happening in my head while you were talking. Her face, the fruit bowl. Her face, the fruit bowl. And it's not because the fruit bowl is more interesting than your face or what you're saying, but it was just like, it's right in my line of sight. And I was like, her face, the fruit bowl. Right.
I understand. But I bought a lot of very good fruits that we don't normally stock in the
house. And I'm worried because, like, I feel like this pressure to eat those bananas quick, or should we already pop them in the freezer?
Oh my God, David, let's throw the bananas away. I don't... If the bananas are causing you stress, let's get rid of the bananas.
Should we just put them in the freezer? Maybe we could use them for smoothies?
Sure. Yeah, that would be fine. We can do that.
Zep, I'm sorry. I just thought I should be honest that that's what I was thinking.
You... Okay. I guess... Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no, I'm really trying to listen.
What are you looking at? Because I feel like my face, and now we're glancing to something on the coffee
table. Well, no, I'm nervous to tell you, but right now, I mean... In my defense, there was no words, but I was going, her face, that tile's up. Do you see under the cabinet there, how that tile's coming up a little bit?
Yeah, it is. How does that even happen? It's under the tile. It gets, like, no foot traffic.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, like, they jammed it when they... You know, this flip was so quick.
Right.
It was a rush job.
I mean, it looks great.
No, it looks great, but as soon as you get past it, it's like...
Yeah, there's some...
Yeah, like, I bet if I pulled off the covers on the light switches, it would be, like, not perfect.
The bad work underneath.
Yeah.
It's the kind of stuff, like, you wouldn't know at first. But we're getting distracted from the conversation I wanted to have.
Are we?
Holy shit, David, are you saying that our relationship, that the flip was too quick?
I mean, we didn't date for that long.
No, I agree with you. Sorry, I didn't mean that to come off negative. I think you're right.
I think, like... I knew where the light switch should go, and my whole life people said you gotta have a light switch. But I didn't do it very good. I just threw it up with, like, some patchy wood.
It's like I was laying down tile, and they said that you need capstones for the corners, and I was like, let's just put the tile on the side and then leave it alone.
Were we too rash? We don't even have a backsplash.
Started to check, 'cause there's giant cracks in the foundation.
And I knew there were problems with the pitch and the quality of the roof, but I just let us talk about subway tile for so long like it was proof.
And there's mold in the walls, and that shit is really, really fucking hard to get out. Like, once you've got mold, you've got mold forever. It just, like, feeds on the ground.
Breaking up?
Yeah, I love you, but like...
Love you.
Yeah.
Love you.
I love you, but this is not good.
No, it's mold in the walls and it's not worth it. But like, hey, someone could care for it.
Hey, let's sell this house, take the profits, split it, and then buy like each better different houses.
Yeah. But I'll root for you.
Hey, you too.
Thanks.
This might get messy later, but in the moment I feel great.
Oh, hey, Mr. Star, if you want to use the wishing well, you can come over here.
I'm just sort of waiting.
Oh, to think of the good wish?
What?
To think of a good wish?
Yeah, I mean, what are, like, the rules of wishing, though?
Well, it's really, you can wish for anything you want. You throw in a penny, you only say it in your head, or real, real quiet, and you never ever tell anybody what you wish for.
I don't have any cash. I have this check. Does that count?
I think you want to keep that, but if
well,
you want...
I really bonked up this wishing thing.
No, it's okay. If you want, I have this drummer boy quarter. I keep it because it gives me powers, but you can use it.
Wait, because you squeezed it real hard?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It sounds dumb when you say it, but yeah, I feel like sometimes when I was about to go on my first soccer game, I was like, if I just squeeze this drummer boy quarter, and guess what? I didn't have a bad time.
Hell yeah. No, I squeeze everything I need to get power out of. How do you get juice out of an orange? Squeeze it.
You're going to be great at wishing then. It's the same thing. It's just about like squeezing it and then letting it go. It's like you giving it power and then sending it into a dark, dark water tube and going away on your bike.
Yeah.
cool. Hey, where are your parents?
They're having fun on a beach. They're only 29.
Cool.
I'm gonna squeeze this. I'm gonna give it hell. And then I'm gonna drop this quarter into a wishing well. And I won't tell you the wish. I will tell you it's on my mind. And it's a quarter, so after the first wish, I'll make 24 more, cause I get 25. Drop a quarter, squeeze the power out from inside. But honestly, I'm making the same wish 25 times. And I won't say it, what comes next is in my mind. I hope she chose the wishing well.
No!
What?
Was that your wish?
Yeah, but I thought I was saying that part just in my mind.
Oh.
I said, what comes next is in my mind. Did I say that out loud? Oh, shit! Okay, that's okay.
I've gotta think of a different way to phrase the same thing.
Oh, hey, bro, do you wanna come into the roller rink or what?
What?
Do you wanna come into the roller rink?
Yeah.
You ran up to the door and you were just like, I gotta get in.
Sorry, I ran from kind of far away.
Yeah, it's
I gotta. Is there like a sink or some body of water that I could throw like a coin into? Also, do you have a coin I can have?
You want a coin in a rink sink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, wait, I have a perfect idea.
Okay.
You know how if you... Here, give this to me. Let me work... Why don't you talk something through with you real quick?
Okay.
If you say a wish out loud, it won't come true,
right? That's
right. Okay, so I'm supposed to meet somewhere, one of three places. I have, by karma, guaranteed it will not be one of those places.
Great.
Check this shit out.
Okay.
I hope she comes to the roller rink.
Bye!
Yeah, peace out! I know exactly where she's gonna be!
You want to talk about last night or what?
I feel like, honestly, we had such good flamingo sex that it, I don't know, it was great. I love you, I wanted to mate with you for life. Is that weird?
No, thank you. That's what I want.
You can also mate with other people. I don't care. We're birds. Like, do whatever.
I think I'd like to, like, start by mating for life and then, like, just have, like, honest check-ins about it.
Yeah, cool. Sounds good. Whoa, I wonder what those two flamingos are talking about. This sounds good. Oh, my God. Did you two do it last night?
Like you didn't hear.
I did hear. I heard and I saw. We all heard and we all saw.
Yeah. We're a freaking flock.
It was great.
If you want to feel a little tingle, get a little flamingo. If you want to feel a little tingle,
have a little flamingo.
And I know that you can't stop because you
shrimp, and that's why our feathers are pink.
If you want to feel a little tingle, flamingo. If you want to feel a little tingle, then you gotta
have a little flamingo.
And all of your friends and family, they will just watch.
Yeah. I bet that's what they're thinking about. Good job, Derek. Good job projecting life into what those flamingos are probably talking about. Oh, man, she's not here. I don't see her anywhere. Wait a minute. What day is it?
No, it's the 16th. I did that right. So I guess she either picked one of the other ones or...
Sir, I'm sorry. The zoo's about to close.
What? I've stared at those flamingos for so long, I didn't even realize what time it was.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. No. That's okay. I will leave the zoo. But I will leave part of my heart here with it. I'm sorry, can I help you?
Sorry, my parents already went in. I'm just giving it a second.
Here, outside the opera house?
Yeah. I know that they did the ding ding. Lights are going down, but I just...
Yeah, they were about to start.
I know, I just...
The beginning of the magic flute is the best part. You've got to see it.
Thank you.
You've got to see it.
I promise. I'm just giving it a couple more minutes.
Okay. And six sadness grind. Oh. What?
Hi.
Brittany, it's me, Derek. You probably don't remember.
No.
I came into your office to do taxes.
Yeah, I remember I sent you an email yesterday that was like, here, I filed your taxes, all is well.
What? You sent a what?
Oh, no. I'm sorry, but this is amazing. I'm sorry I didn't go to the zoo or the well or the roller rink.
It's my fault. I went to all three and I said the wishes out loud for the first two of them. And then for the third one, I just stared and thought about flamingos for too long.
No, it's not your fault. We still found each other.
Does this count?
Are you kidding me? This counts way more than if it was one of the other places because we really didn't talk about this.
Oh, that's what you meant. There's a word for this. I know it intimately, 'cause it's also a skating trick. The word is serendipity. That's when something happens, like a crazy coincidence. Or it's when you nail a fucking grind so hard that your board goes through the floor. Serendipity. Seat, why haven't you come inside?
Dad, there's someone I'd like you to meet. Derek Sickgrinds.
My name's Derek. My name, Sickgrinds, is both my last name and my S corporation. Well, it's very nice to meet you. I assume the two of you are friends. But we have to go in and see the magic flute before the whole thing ends. And I've heard that the beginning is the very best part. So I'm just gonna go back inside while you share your heart, which is what I assume is happening. Yeah, your dad seems pretty chill. Except, honestly, his hair is banana.
Later.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You just saw the opening and closing night
of our preview, our first production.
Right,
ever.
That's right, that's yes. right.
Of, well, the musical is obviously called
The Magic Truth.
The Magic Truth. The Magic Truth. As you all know, but for those of you listening right now, imagine in your minds that you have just seen a fully staged, realized version of this show. We're going to bring out now the actors, the directors, the writers, the instruments.
Choreographer.
Yeah. Give them a round of applause.
Costumes.
We're going to do what's known as a talk back now. So if any of you in the audience have a question for any of the actors, the directors, the writer, anyone's involved, just come up here and let us know who your question is for, and we'll try to answer it for you. We'll have them answer it.
My question is for the actors. I know this musical's been a really long time in the making, and originally, Britney's entire family, including the dog, was played by the Beatles. How do you guys feel filling in such big shoes?
Thank you. Great question, and thank you for following the lore.
Yes, thank you. It's always nice when someone reads the program notes.
Yeah, it's so nice. Like, we're not doing that in a vacuum.
Yes, this play has been in production for a very, 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 very long time. We originally cast all four of the Beatles, and then, as you know, famously, some of the Beatles are no longer alive. And they were kind of an all-in, all-out situation.
And I think for all of us, you know, for me, I'll speak for myself. Playing the dog, a part originated or intended to be played by Ringo, has been a great joy of my life. You know, every day I wake up and I think, how would Ringo sit on that carpet?
And you called him and asked him, and he would not tell you.
Would not call me back. No. Yeah, he would not tell me. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for that question. Yes, who is your question for?
Yes. Question is for the stunt coordinator. I wanted to know what inspired you to use laser tag for the military flashbacks.
Thank you so much for that question. Here's what I'll tell you. Laser tag is a game of skill. That's all I really have to say. I think, you know, sometimes it's best to leave, like a sculptor or a painter might paint with negative space. I think it's best for you to fill in why I chose laser tag, but I will say, laser tag is a game of skill.
Very good question. Yes, yes, yes. Who's your question for?
My question's for the animal wrangler. You had a whole flock of flamingos tap dancing, and I just sort of wanted to know, like, how long that took to teach them, and the top hats were a really interesting choice.
It took exactly as long as you would think. And thank you for asking, because, honestly, flamingos are not a docile or obedient creature. I don't know if you've ever had a bird. They pretty much do whatever the hell they want all the time. But everything can be persuaded. Everyone has their price. For the flamingos, it's shrimp and access to each other's bodies. So we gave them that. The top hat is really more of a costuming choice. Maybe Margaret can speak to that more.
Well, here's what I will say about costuming the flamingos is their feet are very small. They have little tiny feet.
Little tiny feet.
So supporting
yes.
a tap shoe on those little tiny feet, that was honestly my biggest struggle.
And what, you ended up using tin, right? Because traditional metals
that's
were much
right.
too heavy
yes,
for the little flippity
right.
flappity feet.
I experimented with doing that thing like when you were a kid, if you smoosh a Coke can and you get it around your shoe.
Yes. Now, it was one of those numbers that I'm glad that you saw that they were wearing tap shoes. There were many, many more flamingo tap numbers over the course of the show that were unfortunately cut for time, but the flamingos are here. We know them, so we can probably do one of them for you right now if you'd like to see that. Let's get those flamingos back up here. Your feet and then your wings. Flap, flap,
your feet and then your wings. Oh, tap and what joy it brings. When you flap, flap, your feet and then your wings. I know I'm a flamingo, but what if I shuffle like a buffalo?
Yeah, you could do it, I bet. But what if you did a double time step? This is a podcast, so you can't see what's happening if you're listening to this. Thank you so much.